Now listen to this out of the Amplified. So it is evident that it was essential that he, Jesus, be made like his brethren in every respect. Why? Why? He said it was absolutely essential that he be made like us. It's essential that he clicks like we click. Why? He said, in order that he might become a merciful, sympathetic, faithful high priest in the things related to God to make atonement and perpetuation of the people's sin. In other words, he says, it's essential that I click like they click so that I can show mercy. See, it's easy to show mercy when you've been there. When you've gone through the same thing, it's easy to show mercy. It's kind of difficult to show mercy if you haven't been there. That's why some preachers got to be careful. You know, they don't understand what it's like to have children, so they don't understand how important it is to get out early on Wednesday nights or Friday nights. They don't have children, so they can't. It's hard to be merciful. But as soon as you have some of them, those people will make you have some mercy. You will look in your house one day and your house is full of all these people. I looked in my house one day and my house, all these people are in my bedroom. They eat my food up. They're walking around my house and making noise in my house, opening up my refrigerator and cooking my eggs. These people are in my car. These people have clothes in the house. These people have paper and stuff filling my trash can up. These are the same people that came in and ate my brownie. When you have some people, you will be so merciful to other parents that have little people. Why? When you marry versus single. Now, listen, the idea, and I'm not going to go here, but I was just going to mention this. Please get rid of this idea that half a man met half a woman and came together. That's so wrong. So wrong. If you meet half a man and you meet half a woman, y'all don't need to get married because y'all got half the trouble that already done started right there. You got two people who ain't even whole people. They're not whole, which means they got to be crazy somewhere else. Listen to me. This is how God designed it. Wholeness plus wholeness equals wholeness. Not half and half equal whole. Whole, one whole person. That means you get a man who is whole, who got some sense, he's sane, he's not depressed, he's not suicidal, he ain't got all his problems, and then he needs your other half to fix his half. That ain't how that works. No, if he half, wait till he become a whole before you marry him. Tell him, baby, I love you, but get yourself together first. Go get you some counseling and pray fast. Get yourself together, find the rest of yourself, put it all together in one package. And when you got all yourself together, then I have my whole self over here waiting on your whole self, but I ain't married no half. I thought I'd mention that. That's free of charge because we got too many people trying to find some halves. But that got my half over there. Don't marry that half. The only half of anything I like is a hen. And I don't eat half a hen no more. I eat a whole hen. Not a big hen, a Cornish hen. I'm Jesus, man. Think I'm some kind of greedy slob, Cornish hen. Okay, I'm making a point somewhere around here. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy. And Jesus said, you know what? I've got to click like them so I can have some mercy. So instead of me just saying, look at you, there you go again. There you go again. You're in the bed. You're sitting up there with that same old excuse. Golly, I'm in the bed. How did I get in the bed? And who is this in the bed with me?